And we'll be on the road tomorrow against Bentonville West. Bentonville West has already taken on a 6A or 5A West opponent. They've taken on Rogers. They lost by 5 against them. That was, I believe, Monday night. Corp with the basketball. He tried to fake go to the middle. This is good by Jackson Corp. My goodness, another 3 by him. That is his, good Lord, I'm running out of room on the scorebook. That's his 5th 3. He's got 19 points tonight, leading all scorers, and it's 60-40. Hill's going to drive against Podwoski. They'll go to Jones Corner, 3 on the way. This one's good. So Rogers, thankfully the Bombers stockpiled some points here in the first half and have built a lead. Now they're just kind of maintaining this 17-20 point lead. Podwoski tried to get a screen from McLean. He's going to go now to McLean. Going to pull up now to Podwoski in the left corner. Podwoski's driving the middle, goes to the spin move. Good move by Podwoski, drawing a double team. Now they kick it out. Ryder McLean from the left wing. His 3, this one is missed. As a whistle and a foul, they're going to get Tyler Podwoski. Got him on the wrist. And that's going to be his 2nd foul. The first foul of the 4th quarter for the Bombers. 60-43 now. 6:56 to go in front of a raucous crowd here in Rogers. Bombers trying to move to 2-1 on the season. Give Rogers their first loss. This is stolen by Blaine Tate. Blaine Tate, as he looks ahead, tried to get to Podwoski. It was a little over his head. They'll go back to Corp. Bounce pass to Gilbert. Was almost stolen. 3 on the way. This one is missed and rebounded by Rogers. Jones with the basketball against Blaine Tate with 2 fouls and a whistle. They're going to call Blaine Tate for a body foul with 6:29 to go. Oh, they're going to give it to Ryder McLean. That's only Ryder's first. Bombers catch a break there. That would have been the 3rd foul on Blaine Tate. As they inbound it to Taylor Dye. Dye back to Jones, guarded by Tate. They'll drive along the middle. They'll come back between the circles. 25 on the shot clock. They'll come back this way to the near sideline. Back to Kraut. Now up top to Caleb Massey. Fakes the handoff and a whistle and a foul. They're going to get Ryder McLean back-to-back fouls on McLean. The whistle beginning to tighten up here a little bit in the 4th quarter. It's been a very, very fairly called game. They've just let him play. But now suddenly it's become a little tighter. Not state tournament tight yet, but we're about a 4 on that scale. Is a fresh 35 on the shot clock for Rogers. Jones going to go against Gilbert. Has to put a series of dribbles together. Couldn't get past him. Now they'll go back to the far side to Dye. And a whistle and a kickball is called. So we're 18 on the shot clock. It's going to get back. It's going to reset to 20. That's one of the few times it resets to something other than 35. If the shot clock's under 20 seconds and a kickball happens, it resets to 20. That's the only time it doesn't reset to 35. As this is into Hill. Hill's going to drive downhill as Tate tried to go for the steal. This one's off the window. The lead's down to 15. This is the closest Rogers has been in over 10 minutes of game action. Or excuse me, 8 minutes of game action. It's Chris Hill. He's got 5 points now. And a whistle and a foul is called.
Foul's called on Chris Hill. That's his 4.
Chris Hill's got 4 fouls now. There's going to be a substitution coming in for him. Kyler Brown's going to come in. 10 different Mounties have come into the game. Only 6 Bombers have played tonight. McLean inbounds it to Podwoski. Wetzke's going to take the basketball between the circles. Now they'll give it to Tate. Tate, good crossover dribble against Brown. They'll skip it this side to Podwoski. Puts up the left wing. 3, got it! I told you Tyler Podwoski could shoot it. He's proven me right. His 2nd 3 of the half. He's got 9 points. And leads back to 18. This deep 3. This one's missed. Picked up by McLean. Bombers have numbers as little over Blaine Tate's head. The former junior high quarterback overthrew his receiver ever so slightly. And it's turned over back to Rogers. They'll come back this way. Lawton between the circles. 5 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Bombers up 18. Top of the key to Brown. Now to the far side to Lawton. 3-pointer on the way. This one is missed as it's picked up by Lawton. Jones with the ball. He didn't see Blaine Tate behind him come up with the steal. McLean with the ball. They're going to trap immediately after the steal. As Gilbert's going to skip it to Podwoski, who's going to, he thought about walking into a three. He's going to give it to Jackson Corp, who's going to hit another three. Jackson Corp, his sixth three of the night, and the Bombers have 66 tonight. And a whistle and a foul underneath. Tyler Podwoski called for the foul.
Foul number 14, Tyler Podwoski, his third, team's fourth at the line.
Shooting. Be the fourth team foul. The Bomber, that's four fouls in the quarter for Mountain Home, eight in the game. So they've doubled their foul input here in this quarter as this free throw is good by Brown.
Chris Hill
will come back into the game. He's got four fouls. And Gus Kraut will come in as well. 66-46 our score now.
Officials timeout for Moisture on the court.
And they had have a stoppage in play here. They're wiping up some moisture in the lane on the home side. 4:22 to go here in this beautiful Rogers Mounties Arena. The Bombers, their first game of two here in Northwest Arkansas. They will go to Bentonville West tomorrow. As I think they got everything how they want it. 66-46. Rogers has two timeouts, or Rogers has one timeout remaining. Mountain Home has two. Actually, they're going to get another towel and continue to clean up here. It's a lot of moisture as I believe they have it cleaned up finally. 4:22 to go. Second free throw pending from Kyler Brown. Second one. This one rattles around, hit every part of the rim and fell in. Lead's cut down to 19. Kyler Brown's first points of the night. He's got two. 66-47 now. Bombers in no rush right now. 26 on the shot clock between the circles. Rogers with extended man-to-man pressure. Actually, a little bit of a zone. They're zoned off a court for some reason. As they bounce it down to Podwoski off the window, got tipped in the air and a whistle and a foul. It's going to send Tyler Podwoski to the free throw line. Gus Kraut's going to pick up the foul. That's his third foul. And things tightening up here in the fourth quarter of action. One's missed. Both free throws are missed by Podwoski. So 66-47 our score. Podwoski goes 0-2 from the free throw line. As a turnaround jumper from Hill is good. I tell you what, Chris Hill, he's got a good-looking jumper. He's hit a turnaround jumper. He's hit a pull-up three. And it's 66-49 now. Lead is down to 17. Corp, another three. It rattled in and out. Ready to say that was his seventh three, but it hit every part and fell out. Even his misses look good. Jones going to drive along the baseline against number zero as well, and a whistle, and a timeout is called. It is 66-51. Ironically, that was the final score. The Bombers defeated Paragould the other day. 3:25 to go here in this one. Bombers up 15. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. This is Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming on the Bomber Sports Network.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts. Ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass, as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley water delivered delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network, 3:25 to go. It is down to 15 points. It's the closest the Mounties have been here in a little bit. Bombers with the basketball, extended, looks like a diamond press by Rogers. That'd be a 1-2-2, essentially the same thing. Tate with the ball as it's whistle, it's a kickball. Shot clock was down to 19, a reset to 20. 3:09 to go here. As coming in now will be Caleb Massey, and it's Dylan Lawton returning to the game now. Caleb Massey looking, I believe he's about 6'5", 6'6". I think that's what they introduced him as pregame. He looks the part. Tate with the ball now to Gilbert, down to 12 on the shot clock. 1-3-1 half-court press or pressure by Rogers as a 15-footer by Gilbert. It's on the way. Good. Bombers have their highest scoring output of the season. Pull-up two-pointer for Gilbert. He's got 14 points. As this three on the way, this one's missed. Good box out by Corp. Pick up that rebound and a whistle and a foul. I tell you what, that's a dangerous part of the Bombers this year. Jackson Corp, you know, he's one of the Bombers' postmen. You know, he is a little undersized for that position, but you got to think. Jackson Corp has been a point guard for most of his life, so he can handle the ball, he could score, and because he pretty much hit the genetic lottery on this team, he's a five-man on this team. As Tate, a good behind-the-back pass to get it to Ryder McClain out of the pressure. It looked like trouble, and then Blaine just very nonchalantly bent behind the back. Tate with the ball now, 17 seconds left on the shot clock as, wow, he dribbled through five Mounties, almost lost it down to 10. Gilbert now to Tate and a whistle and a foul. He got hit in the head. 68 to 51 now. As Dylan Lawton picks up the foul. 68 to 51, fresh 35 for the Bombers. Pretty much looking for just... Unless it's a layup, they don't want it. So they'll go to Court, back to Gilbert. I say a layup or anything late in the shot clock. Back to Gilbert. Still the same starting five out there. Pass is almost stolen. Bombers do have an advantage now. They'll go to Podwoski, but they're still just running clock here. We're under 2 minutes to go. Tate's going to drive along the baseline. As good spin move. Might have got away with an extra step, but he missed it. Turns out the ball doesn't lie every once in a while. As they get it to Hill, as Corp tried to catch it. He missed it, but it's a layup for Chris Hill. 53 points now for the Mounties. Chris Hill in double digits. He's had four fouls pretty much most of the fourth quarter. They get ahead to Corp as he turned around, looked at McClain, but now they're just going to reset. 85 seconds left here in the ballgame. They'll get to Podwoski out up top. Gilbert's going to stand inside the half-court circle. Corp now to McClain, 15 on the shot clock. They'll go to Blaine Tate in the corner, and a whistle. He stepped out of bounds, had his heel on the line. Minute 7 to go. Bombers up 15, as it looks like Rogers is going to put in three new guys. Raiden Sadler is going to come in, along with Kyler Brown. And didn't see the other one. Nate Jones is still out there. That is... Gus Krauts back in. Actually, yeah, Gus Krauts back in. They put two new guys in with a minute 5 to go. As a whistle and, wow, he got away with an elbow on Gilbert. They're going to call the foul on Gilbert, even though he got forearm shivered right there.
Fouls on Red Gilbert, his first, team's fifth.
So that's going to send Nate Jones to the free throw line. I know it's a 15-point game, but that was fairly obvious. As Jones' first free throw. Remember why I said the ball doesn't lie? Well, it just lied there. So, first free throw is good by Rogers. It's down to 14. Mountain Homes kind of maintained a 15 to 20-point lead here for a majority of the second half. As this free throw is good. Now it's down to 13 right now. Bombers not quite out of the woods just yet, as we're under a minute to go now. As that was almost stolen by Hill, but Podwoski comes up with it. Bombers are going to run some clock, and wow, they hugged Gilbert. They didn't call the foul. McClain with the basketball. Now they'll go to Podwoski, back to Gilbert. As Hill has four fouls, he doesn't want a foul. They're going to get it to Corb. Now to McLean. They'll skip it to the corner to Tate. Bombers just playing keep away. Down to 12, down to 10 on the shot clock. McLean with the basketball is going to drive, and a whistle and a foul with 32 seconds to go. That's going to turn the shot clock off. Drew McGee comes in. Braxton Carson's out of here along with Maddox Carney. Shout to them. Bomber alumni watching the Bombers here in Northwest Arkansas. Drew McGee is going to come into the game after this first free throw, I believe. It's going to send Ryder to the free throw line. This first free throw is missed. As Ryder has 13 points tonight, trying to make it 14, as Jackson Corp will go to the bench. An excellent game for Jack tonight. He's got 24 points. Back-to-back 20-point efforts for Jackson Corp as the next free throw is good. 69-55, Hill the three-pointer. This one is missed. Tate comes up with the rebound. Still extended pressure by Rogers, trying to get a steal. Bombers still have to get it across half court as it's rattled around as it's going to go out of bounds and stay with Mountain Home. 15.7 to go. Good thing is Bombers do get a fresh 10 seconds to get it across. I can't imagine that Rogers will foul here as they turned on the music a little early. 13 seconds left. Tate has the ball. Now it's across the timeline to Podwoski, and they're going to pull it back out, and that's going to do it. So the Mountain Home Bombers start their doubleheader here in Northwest Arkansas with a convincing 69-55 win over the Mounties of Rogers. They hit 14 threes in the game. That's going to do it from Rogers. The final score, Mountain Home wins 69-55. Rogers falls to 4-1. Mountain Home goes to 2-1. We're going to take a short little break and bring you the postgame show presented by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, keeping your life in motion. This is Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
White River Materials has earned